One of the central ideas of this course is this. Officiating ministry is really marriage ministry. A wedding officiant is not merely a person who stands up front, reads a script, signs a license, and says, "You may kiss the bride." Those actions matter. The ceremony matters. The legal responsibilities matter. But Christian wedding ministry goes deeper. The wedding officiant stands at the doorway of a new household. That doorway is sacred. A bride and groom are making public promises before God, family, friends, and community. They are stepping into a covenant that will shape their future, their habits, their home, their children, if God grants them children, their witness, and their spiritual formation. In John 2, Jesus attended a wedding in Cana. His first sign took place in the setting of a wedding celebration. That matters. Jesus did not treat marriage as a small human custom. He honored the setting with his presence. In Hebrews 13:4, we read, "Let marriage be held in honor among all." That means the wedding minister must also honor marriage. We do this through preparation, reverence, hospitality, prayer, clarity, and wise presence. Many couples come to a wedding officiant because they need a ceremony. But underneath that request, there may be deeper needs. They may need help understanding covenant. They may need a pre-marriage conversation. They may need encouragement to pray together. They may need a referral to a pastor, counselor, mentor, or financial advisor. They may need someone to listen carefully to their story. This is why role clarity matters. A wedding officiant is not automatically a licensed counselor, attorney, accountant, or therapist, but a wedding officiant can be a faithful Christian presence who knows when to speak, when to listen, when to pray, and when to refer. A wedding ministry may begin with ceremonies, but it can grow into pre-marriage care, marriage encouragement, life coaching, community chaplaincy, soul center connection, church planting, or further ordained ministry through Christian Leaders Alliance. The common mistake is to treat weddings as isolated events. The better vision is to see each wedding as a covenant moment and a ministry opportunity. When you officiate a wedding, you are not just helping a couple get through a day. You are standing at the beginning of a marriage,